following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Memorial weekend is getting close, and I'm getting more amazed. I mean, I'm going to be gone tomorrow, but I guess most people taking the whole week off.
You got to. It's just one of those things. It's like Mardi Gras. It's really 15 days long.
I guess to each his own.
I got to throw a curveball at you to start with, and this is something I wanted to get to yesterday because it really kind of burned me.
I don't want you to get to it because I want to preview the show.
Okay.
Let folks know we're going to be a little golf heavy today.
Fair enough.
And then a couple of rants I know that you're ready to go on, so people get ready, turn it up a little bit, some rants coming on. Kent Freudenberg from Awori Dunes, their grand opening is this weekend, the newest golf course in Nebraska, located just south of I-80 at Kearney, and we'll talk with the designer and part owner of the part owner of the golf course about the opening. And of course, they've taken rain just like everybody else, but they're going to be ready to go this weekend, and we'll talk with him. Also, recap of the state golf meet, and well, just 2 days away from the first major of the year. I can't believe how much this is catching fire, but the Ward Open, of course, first major of the year, tees off on Saturday. And
How many people? Hundred?
It's 80? Full. Nobody can get in. It's over 100.
Is it over 100?
It's over 100. More than are in the Masters.
Fair enough.
So I just want to, you know, that. And all past champions obviously do get to play at the Ord Open if they want to.
Last year's champion was who? Don't know.
I don't remember. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't remember. Who was last year's Masters champion? Yeah, see, there you go. It was cool at the time.
Cabrera.
No. That's good. But anyway, we're going to talk a lot of golf on the show today. Tomorrow on the show, Cash Kalkowski of the Huskers from Grand Island is going to join us. Like three different angles there that we can talk to Cash about. And Greg Shea is going to be filling in for me tomorrow with Big Daddy. But you can talk about the season, the firing of Mike Anderson, and what the future holds for Cash. I mean, he's eligible to go to the draft. I can't imagine that that's even a possibility. I mean, he was going to go pitch in the majors or pitch in the minors, and now he's got to develop again as a hitter. And if he ever dreams of pitching again, obviously he's going to have to wait that out. At least that's the way I view things. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a couple of things that Bo Pelini has had to say. Steve Sipple caught up with the coach and had a couple of things in the Journal Star today. A couple of those carried over to the World Herald. We'll talk about that on the program today as well. Plus, the three words of the week are
golf, park, and road.
Golf, park, and road. Check that out. Put them in an email any way you want. Send them to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and. I know that's a long address, but you type it in once, you save it. That's all you have to worry about. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And tomorrow will be drawn out for a winner to Big Daddy's Deli, a large combo meal. And we've already got some of those rolling in. And don't forget, folks, Facebook fans, log on and hit the like button on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And you'll get a lot of information about show guests, not only for Doug and Daddy, but for everything that airs on ESPN, sports tidbits, and more to your Facebook. So there you go. Okay, Daddy,
all right,
rant away.
What's
on your mind? What's grinding your gear there, big fella?
Every now and then, you know, I'm amazed at people that when you're out taking a walk down your sidewalk and somebody comes around like a curve and you're right there, and like, just being, maybe it's because I'm a small town guy, maybe it's because I just got a really good outgoing personality, you just wave at people to be friendly guy that I am. When you know the person sees you and they don't wave back, that really chaps my ass, frankly. It just burns me. When you know they've looked right at you, you give them the old wave, and then it's like immediately after you wave, instead of them waving, they use their energy to turn their head the other direction like they don't see you. So 2 days ago...
Well, get the picture.
We're waiting.
I've had to deal with it for a lot of my life.
Well, 2 days ago, obviously it rained all day yesterday, but had a little window in the afternoon, so I decided to go. I'm going to mow the front of my lawn about 4 o'clock. Sunny afternoon. I know the rains are coming. I thought, let's knock it down before these rains come and make things look a little presentable. So I do so, and I do so without my shirt on. All right. So now I'm a thicker individual.
Are you in the backyard?
No, I'm in the front yard.
Oh, okay.
But that's where the story's going. So I make it a point.
That's what I'm worried about.
I make it a point. I'm mowing my lawn, shirts off. So you've got a rather beefy individual mowing his lawn with the shirt off. I know you're not looking away. You're checking out the beefy guy because you're like, you can't believe a man that size has got his shirt off. And then you still don't wave when I wave right at you. There's something wrong with some people. And they're right in my neighborhood. I'm like, you can't.
Guy? Was it a guy?
You can't. No, it's like 4 women. And it's like, you can't miss me. So don't act like you don't see me. I'm right next to the street for one of them. And she turns the other way. Like there's something else going on the other side of the street. There's absolutely nothing going on the other side of the street. I'm sitting here mowing. I mean, the lawnmower, if I move it one space over, I'm on the street. I'm that close to the street. I just wave, being the friendly cuss that I am. Wants nothing to do with me. I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right? I know she's seeing me.
Wow.
Why would you not wave?
Wow.
Why would you be that miserable a person?
Wow.
Okay, you know, then. That ranks right up there with the lady at Walmart that cannot back her car out and put her stuff in there within 9 minutes. I don't understand that either. What can possibly take that long to get into your vehicle?
Well, this rant.
But that's okay. That's what I had to. I just had to get that off my chest because it doesn't happen very often. It was 80 degrees 2 days ago. I went outside. I'm out there for.
It ain't been 80 all week.
I see three cars go by. There's not like there's. It's not like I'm along Highway 30, folks. There's three cars go by. Two out of the three ladies choose to just look the other way, and I'm like, seriously. I'm right here. Yes, I'm a little bit beefy. I'm a little bit portly. I'm chubby. Whatever you want to call me, but I'm right here. I waved because I'm a nice guy. Just wave back. Can't be that hard. Cannot be that hard. All right, Douglas, I'm done. That's what I had.
I figured out the problem. Apparently you have issues. Apparently you're at home in the middle of the afternoon. when everybody else is at work, or if they've got the third shift, they're sleeping, and you're all by yourself.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
How do you pull this up that fast?
I have no.
That's why I'm in this chair, and you're in that
chair.
So you're lonely, and you just want friends, and you want people to wave to you and say hi. Maybe drop you a note from time to time. Shoot you a text. Shoot you an email.
It's not that hard.
Facebook you.
No, don't Facebook me. Good gosh. So, and don't Facebook me if you don't know me. I've never heard of, if I don't know your last name, that's creepy.
That's
creepy.
This comes from El Conquistador on the Dent Popper inbox. There is something wrong in that man's hood. Tell him to put his damn shirt on. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Steve and Chris in Grand Island say, this goes to Merritt. He goes, baseball for 200, Alex. The question, or the answer is, he has a lot of time to play golf since he was told to hit the road Sunday at the ballpark. Question, who is Mike Anderson? You are correct. That's using our three words of the week. Steve from Grand Island, thanks for firing that into us. I'm a little crazy. I'm a little weird. Ryan from Midway is going to join us here in just a second. Can he do something about the madness?
I don't think he could handle it.
Ryan from Midway joins us here in the Doug and Daddy studio because it's a busy week going on, and we want to talk about, you've got a great team at each one of those locations.
Correct, yep. We've got a wonderful team, both sales, service, and parts.
We've talked about this hassle-free pricing. You come in, there are also great benefits to just purchasing a new or pre-owned certified vehicle from Midway. You've got maintenance free for a year, you've got car washes, and you've got the same great everyday service you've always had.
Yeah, well, you know, we made the switch to hassle-free pricing to make the buying experience very simple, very comfortable for everybody, and we wanted to make sure that after they buy the car, the customer understands we're going to be there for them too. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Free car washes for life down at the Chrysler store, and then free maintenance, whether you buy a certified pre-owned or a new car, for the first year.
And how does that maintenance deal work?
Basically, you got the first year after you buy the car, we're going to get you 4 free oil changes and 2 tire rotations, years to use.
Get you off to a great start for the summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we kind of see it as a free preview for our service departments. We've got the best service technicians in town. We just want to show everybody how good they are.
Friendly folks, they're going to take you through what you need to know, whether you want to bring something in that you have right now that needs work on it, and whether they bought it from you or not, they're going to fix that up so that when they do need to make that next purchase, they know where to go.
Correct.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for stopping in.
All right. Thank you.
Ryan's going to be back with us. He's hanging out, checking out the Doug and Daddy show today. We're going to talk with him a little bit more about their big Memorial Weekend extravaganza that's going on this weekend. Tony, you've brought this up. Okay. You want to talk about something that we disagree on this, and they've just shown it again here on ESPN. Buster Posey's season could be in doubt. The catcher came out of Florida State. Outstanding collegiate athlete, I believe.
Remember, played
every position in one game.
Won
all the awards 2 or 3 years ago when he came out, and he's catching for the Giants. Busted up his ankle last night when Scott Cousins took him out at the plate on the game-winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning.
No, 12th inning.
Or 12th inning. Well, it was the game-winning run. Yes. It was the end of the game. Right. It also ended Posey's, well, he's going to be out for a long time. Scott Cousins of the Florida Marlins should be suspended immediately for 1 week by Major League Baseball. I have never understood why you can take the catcher out, and I don't care if you say it's part of baseball anymore. I've never understood if Alex Rodriguez can't knock the ball out of the first baseman's glove, then why can you run over the catcher? Now, that's one argument. There was absolutely no reason for Scott Cousins to try to take out Buster Posey last night. He's leaning towards first on his knee. He's not standing upright in front of the plate waiting for the collision. And Cousins goes out of his way to make contact. Immediate, since you couldn't eject him from the game, immediate suspension for 1 week. And I don't care if it busted his ankle or not. It was an unnecessary play in Major League Baseball. Immediate suspension for Scott Cousins of the Florida Marlins. No, you're not Pete Rose. No, you're not trying to win the game. You were running over the catcher for no reason.
Now, I would say you're trying to win the ball game first and foremost. You're playing hard baseball. You think the throw just beat you by a hair, which was very close play at the plate. Your goal is to go in there and separate the ball from the catcher.
Your goal is to get to the plate before you're tagged out. And if you can't get there, you're out.
Well, not according to baseball rules.
Well, again, this is two different arguments lopped into one here, though.
No, you're absolutely right. You're just saying you can't do it at first, you can't do it at second, you can't do it at third. Why would you be able to do it at home plate? I understand that argument. I'm just saying, in the realm of baseball, in the 12th inning, I'm fighting and clawing and trying to score, and whether you're the Marlins, whether you're the Royals, whether you're the Yankees, every win counts towards those total of, you know, you're trying to get to 90 or 92 or whatever it is to make the playoffs for your club.
And it's great. ESPN's put it up as their poll question. Should the rule be changed? I did not see that earlier. Get some discussion on this, because I just don't understand why this is acceptable.
And actually, when you see the hit, immediately you think he hurt his sternum or a rib. I mean, because he crashed shoulder first. But then you see when he goes over backward, his ankle is held up underneath of him very, very awkwardly. And you can say, uh-oh, that's not right. And something very, very, I mean, obviously, it's not one of those, should be back in 2 to 3 games. It's not going to be a day-to-day decision. It doesn't look like it. It looks like a 6 to 8 weeker at the minimum.
If Scott Cousins is not fined and suspended, then Major League Baseball loses credibility in my book. We're going to come back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you. Email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation. Doug and Big Daddy, Mr. Lonely. We'll be back. We'll talk with Kent Freundberg of Awori Dunes right after this.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
Whether you need a pickoff for prairie dog or calling a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grind Island.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny, because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything, so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Rose breaks out of the field. Rose lays it in.
Derrick Rose and the Bulls send Game 4 into overtime.
Wade ahead of Steve. Takes everybody on and scores.
But come up short again.
Wade. They have shut the door on Game 4.
The Now the series returns to Chicago with a Heater one win from the NBA Finals.
Bulls Heat tonight at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with a high temperature around 70. Southeast winds also develop an increase to 10 to 20 during the afternoon. Tonight, a chance for showers or a few storms builds in with a low at 51. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands
I did the part in the back here. I don't know if you knew this. That's me right there.
Is this Scott McCreary?
I can do that.
This isn't Scott McCreary.
I don't even know what that is.
That's an American Idol winner.
All right. What? It is. No, it's not, is it? I thought it was some guy named Ken or Corey or. Do you have any idea, Merritt?
It's Kanye West featuring.
No, the American Idol.
Oh, winner. I have no idea.
You know, it's pretty funny.
No, I don't care.
Yesterday, the Oprah farewell.
No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
You went ahead and watched that before mowing the lawn with the shirt off, right?
That was
right.
Yesterday
right?
Was too rainy.
Right. Okay, just checking.
Jimmy Kimmel. You can find it on the MSN front page. If you can click on Jimmy Kimmel and Boys to Men saying a goodbye tribute to It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Oprah Winfrey. And Jimmy Kimmel actually sings some parts in it. It's very, very entertaining.
Well, while you're sitting back watching all that on your computer and your beautiful television, you just as well be doing it in comfort with a great recliner or a living room, dining room set from Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture has the just right for you guarantee. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. You can visit any of their Bruce Furniture stores and also receive free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. They offer a full line of interior design services for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color and wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create the just right look for you. And when you get that new furniture, they can have it in there that day, the next day, whenever you want it, and haul the old furniture away, all at no charge. Bruce Furniture. Check them out online, Facebook. They're all there for you. BruceFurniture.com. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Well, just like every other piece of ground throughout central Nebraska, the rain is sitting a little bit on Awori Dunes, but with the sun coming out and expectations that we've been waiting for now for months and months and years now, a couple of them in the books, they are getting ready for their grand opening this weekend. And Kent Freudenberg joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Awori Dunes. Kent, thanks for joining us again. And I know you and everybody out there, it's finally here, and you've got to be as excited as possible to open this thing up for real.
Well, first of all, I'm just trying to regather myself. You mentioned the Oprah. I just cried when I saw her go off the air, so I'm trying not to tear up from that reference. And my doctor doesn't even want me to watch American Idol because I tear up so much for that. So you should have brought up a different subject before we talked about golf. I'm just trying to get myself together here. We are excited out here. We're really excited.
Well, if you want something else to tear up about, you should come watch my golf game.
Well, guess what? How about you guys come out, the two of you guys come out Friday, and I'll let you play me for a couple of adult beverages. I'm sure I'll end up owing you a bunch because we're opening up on Saturday morning for our preview for our membership play, and all 18 holes are ready to go. You know, I'd heard a couple rumors in town that we were only opening 9 holes, but no, all 18 holes were construction was completed last fall on them, and we've just been growing grass for almost a year now, and we're ready to go.
Ken, obviously, probably as much as the farmers in the area, you guys disappointed in the weather this spring that didn't get any constant sunshine and any lengths of time. Are there holes out there that aren't right where you want them to be at this particular time, or is everything pretty much up and going?
Well, you know, we've got a few areas that really aren't in play that we're still working on, you know, just a few ground under repairs. But, you know, we've got over, you know, 80 acres of T1 premium bent grass. There's not a blade of bluegrass on this court. It's all T1 bent, what most people just use for their greens, our tee boxes and everything else. And the great thing about it can take a beating. And, you know, Mother Nature knows best, I keep hearing, and she gave us a little bit of beating. But the golf staff and the superintendent staff out here, those 15 guys that have been working their tails off to get this thing ready to play. I had my mushers on last night moving water around, but it's going to be great.
Does this finished product meet what your visions of where Ireland meets the heartland?
Well, it really does. What was interesting, I was out here with Jim Ng, the course architect, a couple months ago, and we were walking the course, and one of his observations was, one, it looks like it's been here for a long, long time. It really fits into the landscape here, and, you know, he's always thought that this could be, you know, one of his best he's ever done, and he's got three on the top 100 in the country right now. So we're real excited to get the golfers out there so they can experience where Ireland meets the heartland.
And I was talking with the course pro, Chad Lydiot, earlier, and as I said, it's a brand-new golf course. It is still out there to mature and get to where it is with any other golf course in the country that's trying to get up for this upcoming season. But he says it's beautiful out there, and they can't be more excited to open things up. As you get ready for this weekend, the grand opening is Saturday. Tell the folks and the members that are going to be coming out what they can expect, what's going to be going on with this weekend.
Well, what we've got is we've got a play that's going to start at 10 o'clock. We're going to open the range at 9 o'clock, play at 10 o'clock, and we've got 60 members, and their guests are going to come out, and they're going to get to experience it firsthand. We've got a little invited play tomorrow afternoon, just to give it a test run, and we're going to get to see who can set the course record, because tomorrow, Saturday, is the day that the first course record gets set. So, you know, if you guys play Friday and shoot 101, 102, 103, that would be the course record for, like, I don't know, 20 seconds maybe?
Yeah, let's,
but you've never had a course record, have you?
Let's make damn, not on the positive side. let's make damn sure that's get posted, too. Kent Breitenberg.
That's right.
From Awori Dunes joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Ken, I know everybody is excited to see the layout here. What, from the member standpoint and a non-member standpoint, how open is this? How can people come out and see it or be a part of it? I guess the best way to say it is you've got people that want to be members, and then you've got others that would like to come out and see the course or maybe play it once, and there's always kind of a buffer in between. How are you guys handling that the first year?
Well, what we've got going on right now, we've got a great play and stay package with Eunice Hospitality for anyone who wants to come in town and spend the night and come out and play. And then we're doing, for prospective members, for the next beginning June 1st, a preview play for anyone in town who thinks that they might want to come out and join. They can just call the pro shop at 308-743-1111, and our pro staff will get them set up with a to pay for a preview round to see if this is a type of club that they want to play every day. And I think that when they get out of here and they really get onto the property, they'll really be excited about it. Two things that have been really frustrating about this project is, when I'll talk to people downtown when I'm in one of the local finer watering holes, like Palm Garden or somewhere, and they'll say, I've seen the golf course. And I go, really? What'd you think of 17? I just drove down Highway 44. Well, if you've driven down Highway 44, you haven't seen anything. I mean, it's looking like, that's sort of like saying, I saw Buckingham Palace. What happened when I flew over London? That's the key. I think once you get in here, you'll see the rolling hills and some great pockets. We got fairways that are 120 yards wide, just like Ireland. So. And I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about the golf course. They can call up. Liz will give them my cell phone number. Anybody's got any questions, love to explain what our vision is out here. And we're just so excited to be a part of the Kearney and surrounding communities. The people have been great to me. And I'm building a home out here, so I'm going to have to take my Missouri Tiger shirt away and get a Nebraska Husker jacket, I guess, and a UNK Loper's jacket, and a
Kent Freudenberg joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kent, obviously, in a perfect world, you guys would like to make this a private club. Is that, if I'm guessing correctly, is that correct? And how many members would that be include?
Actually, that's not correct. We want to do a big private resort / play. I don't want this to ever be. I don't ever want it to be total.
We're having some cell phone issues with
Ken. Gotcha. Yeah.
There we go, Ken. Okay, we got you again. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah. No. We always want this to be open to resort play through the people coming into town and everything else. We got a great national membership program. I got four national members flying in to play this thing. One from Atlanta, Georgia. One from New Jersey. One from San Diego, California this weekend. So we always want to have accessibility to the public. Also, one of our vision statements is to do charitable work for the public, and we're always going to be able to get on it. We're going to have five charity tournaments out here this year, so that we've given away for free to local charities, so we're not charging them anything to use the golf course, and that's another great way to see it. So we're always going to have those. We're probably going to do a Roy Dunes two-man tournament later in the fall or late summer in the fall that's going to be open to the public to get some of the golfers who want to come out here and in tournament conditions and play. So now I always want to be a part of the community and with that buffer. It's, you know, it's always a tough balance, but I think we've reached a great balance, and we will really want to be an integral part and bring in, you know, national events and everything else as this course gets up and running.
Kent, let's remind the folks what the course is like, what par is, and give me, you talked about 17, what are a couple of the holes that you believe are the signature holes out there that you personally like the setup of?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Jim Ng, I think he'll never say this because he builds 18 holes and he never says there's one favorite. I think number 12, which is a 630-yard par 5 that is like a roller coaster, I think that's his favorite hole. I think my favorite hole is 113-yard par 3 right after it. I think people are going to look at the scorecard and say, man, if I can get through 12, I can get a great score on 13. Well, 13 is only 113 yards. The green is 60 yards wide and 40 yards deep with about 19 different rolling mounds in it. So you think you're going to have an easy 3, and you might walk away with a 6 still scratching your head. So I think that's what's going to make it fun. I think one of the things that Jim discovered out here and he's always believed in is you can't figure out how to play my course the first time. I don't want you to figure it out after you play it the 50th time. And it's going to be a great test for the best golfers, and it's going to be a lot of fun and easy to play for those guys who are like me, handicaps up in the upper digits, but it's still going to be great for all levels of golf. We're going to have a great junior program out here, and I really want to promote the game of golf.
Sounds like 12. I would driver, 3-wood, sand wedge.
I was going to go driver, bunt, 3-wood, and then, you know, and then just take a call and say, just put me down for 5, guys. I got to take this call. I'll see you on 13.
Kent Freudenberg from Awori Dunes, the grand opening going on this weekend, opening things up. Check it out, folks. Do we have a special foursome that gets the honor of teeing off first Saturday, or is it just kind of come as you go or go as you come?
We've got some special people that are going to get the tour off first. A couple guys in town that have been integral part of it, and they're going to be able to hit that first ball probably about 20 feet because they're going to probably be so nervous. So I'm glad it's not me. We've got some great people. And just call our number, 308-743-1111. Or we've got a great website, and you can put your information in, and we can get a hold of you, which is Awori, and that's AWARII, dunes.com.
Hey, we appreciate the time you've given us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy what should be a tremendous weekend to get this golf course kicked off and underway.
Well, good. And, you know, I just looked in my wallet, Doug and Daddy, and it seems like where my gambling winnings on golf is a little light right now, so I need to get the two of you guys out here.
All right. It would definitely help on your side. We will see you soon, Ken. We sure appreciate the invitation, and, again, have a great weekend.
I appreciate it, and thank you so much for your valuable time, and look forward to getting you out here.
Sounds good. I can't wait to get out there and see it. It's a new golf course. It's Awori Dunes, just about 4 miles south of Interstate 80 at the Kearney Exchange. And their grand opening is Saturday. Again, you can check them out, find out more information on the web, awaridunes.com, 743-1111, and give you a chance to see the newest course in the state.
And Kent, fed like all of our guests by Burger King, ready for lunch, hungry, the original chicken sandwich, buy one, get one free, there's no limit. You have two locations in Kearney to serve you, also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, Burger King, BK, Sports at.
We've got more to chat with you about on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you. Send us the emails, give us your phone calls. We'll be back after this. Hey everyone, Doug Duda here, inviting you to celebrate summer at the Memorial Day Blowout happening now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. Take advantage of the special blowout deals going on until the end of the month, in addition to hassle-free pricing, where you're guaranteed the lowest price on every vehicle every day, plus lifetime car washes and your first year's maintenance free. Check out the new 2011 Chrysler Town and Country with stow-and-go seating, overhead DVD, and the flex fuel option, saving you an average of 90 cents per gallon at the pump. It's all for under $29,000. Need something bigger? How about an all-new 2011 Ram truck with four doors, four-wheel drive, trailer brake, spray-in bed liner, and much more for $25,890. You can also lease the all-new Dodge Durango third-row seat, four-wheel drive SUV for $359 a month for 39 months with $24.99 down. Visit thinkmidway.com or stop by their location on South 2nd Avenue, where they'll have the grills going both Saturday and Monday of Memorial Day weekend. So stop by the Memorial Day Blowout, enjoy some barbecue, and start the summer off right with a new vehicle. If you want huge, hassle-free savings, think Midway.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with a high temperature around 70. Southeast winds also develop and increase to 10 to 20 during the afternoon. Tonight, a chance for showers or a few storms builds in with a low at 51. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow on the show, Nebraska Cornhusker Cash Kalkowski. Talk a little bit about what happens now that Mike Anderson is gone. Also, we'll catch up with Mike Ledesky with the Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show that's going to be going on in Lexington this Sunday from noon to 4. Registration is at 8 a.m. Proceeds to benefit 3-year-old Kevin Vargas, who's battling leukemia. Bring the kids to spend time with the Kool-Aid Man from 1 to 3. Classic Hits Fabulous Prize Machine will be on hand, and it's all going on in downtown Lexington this Sunday from noon to 4. It's the Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show. If you get a chance, should be a beautiful afternoon, and check out some of the Midwest best on Saturday. Daddy, in sports world last night, had all kinds of excitement. We had 19-inning baseball games. We had
first non-pitcher to get a win since Brett Mayne, and I had no idea Brett Mayne, who played with the Royals for a while, I believe, got a victory in 1990 or something.
And by the way, there was a poll I saw in Sports Illustrated while I was at Midway today, where my car is right now at the Midway Auto Dealerships. I was looking at Sports Illustrated about, there's a poll in there about which players in Major League Baseball are the friendliest players in Major League Baseball. There was one online for the fans, and then there was actually talking to the players. Jim Thome was number one. Number three, your buddy, Mike Sweeney.
Well, yeah, he's nice. He's got $60 million of stolen money, and he should feel good about himself.
They said, what did they say, 28% or a majority of the players listed were first baseman? Well, yeah, because they're always gabbing when you're over there on first base. So I can see how that would happen as well. In the NHL, Teddy Purcell and Martin Saint-Louis each scored twice as Tampa Bay beat Boston 5-4. That forces a game seven.
Back to Boston? Boston's where
yeah,
it wraps
Tampa
up.
Was in game six last night, so the Bruins need to win at home. And I'll put it to you. Did Dallas win it or did Oklahoma City choke it away again?
Dallas made shots when they needed to. After the game last night, somebody said, Dallas just, they wanted it more. That's another stupid line. Kevin Durant wanted it plenty bad. I can't think that anybody, Russell Westbrook making cuts as fast as, if last night was an indication of NBA basketball, everybody would watch NBA basketball. Russell Westbrook making cuts to the basket, that is fast and that is amazing, blowing by people. And Dirk Nowitzki at times was just shaking his head going, what is that? I mean, boom, he is by it, to the rack, layup, and headed down the other end of the court. That was amazing. You know what? Both teams played pretty well. Came down to the end. Yeah, they forced some things at the end. But seriously, Dallas made some shots again down the stretch. Oklahoma City didn't. That's what it came down to. I don't choke. I don't people playing harder. Dallas won.
Miami and Chicago. Game five tonight in Chicago. Who you got?
Tonight you got to say Chicago on their home floor.
Oh, huh? Wait a minute. It's coming into my ear. Marin, why are you playing? Why are you playing the prediction from yesterday's show? Oh. Yeah, I did say Oklahoma City would give them all they'd want, but Dallas would win a close one. Yeah, you're right. Another lunch. Okay.
No, you.
Now, who do you got, Chicago
or Miami? That was after the game. That was not on the show.
That was after the game. Chicago or Miami?
I'm going to take Chicago on the home floor.
I think I'm going to go with you here. They've all been close. I think Chicago should find a way to win it. You'll hear it tonight right here on ESPN Radio. State golf, yesterday they had to rain out the second rounds in Classes B and C. They did get through A and D. Let's give you the good news for the kids from the area. In Class A, Grand Island had the best round yesterday at Holmes and Lincoln by one shot, but it wasn't enough to clip Millard North, who was only one shot worse yesterday. Millard North a 6-11, Grand Island a 6-15 to finish in second. The Islanders' Ryan Harris ties for second. Alex Ania 11th. Cale Benson tied for 14th. And here's a kid that was eight shots better yesterday that really helped his team get that second place trophy. Class D out at North Platte, just tough out there. Just tough. And I know it's D versus ABC, and you don't expect the scores to be as good, but boy, tough conditions out there yesterday, and the scores reflected. It's 7:05 for Franklin over the 2 days to win it. Alma is the runner-up. Bernard Eilerts of West Point Central Catholic gets his third consecutive state championship. And then Sage Platt of Franklin, second. Tying for third, Trevor Seifert of Pleasant and Garrett Ring of Alma. Fifth tie, Jimmy Sindelar, Alma. Seventh, Matt Houston, Loomis. Heartland Lutheran, Sam Simonson and Franklin's Jacob Seal tied for ninth. Loup City's Mitch Higgins tied for 11th. Alex Sint of Franklin tied for 13th. And Franklin's Derek Hammer and Tanner Hayes of Alma tied for 15th. So all kinds of medals coming home. Eilerts wins it 3 years in a row. And the young man from Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner, Calvin Freeman, a senior, was the state runner-up all 4 years. And he lost in a playoff in those horrid conditions yesterday to freshman Mitchell Clues of Plainview, who is the next big thing, I guess. I heard him talking afterwards about all of his travels and all of his playing, and so that he'd been in playoffs before and was not nervous. Michael Hannon of St. Cecilia, fifth. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, seventh. Defending champion Reed Wiebe of Sutton tied for eighth. Tie for 11th between Ben Tomjack of St. Cecilia, Kyle Simons of Central Catholic, and Christian Steele of Gibbon. Tyler Dowling of County Catholic finished 15th. St. Cecilia wins the team title with a 3:28. Kimball, 3:35. Gibbon, 3:36. Kearney Catholic, Sutton, Plainview all shoot 340 to tie for fourth. And McCook wins Class B by one shot over Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff beat them by 14 in district. McCook wins it by one at state. And Brady Barrett of Adams Central finishes in 10th.
One thing I'd like to see in these lower class in golf, there should be a cutoff score. of which, if you can't score 105 or better, you just got to improve, because that's not a varsity sport.
Well, what do you do?
Well, it's not a varsity sport to compete at that level.
A lot of the reasons you see those scores is their teams have qualified, and their top two or three are very good, and then it gets a little struggle to find some depth, especially at those schools. What do? You got to score the team race. Well, there's no answer there.
Well, I don't know. If
you want to change it, you got to come up with a change. You got to come up with an answer. You got to come up with a solution. You can't just say, I don't like that.
I understand, but we heard from a coach, Friday nights are for varsity football, last time I checked. Well, these golf tournaments are for varsity golfers, last time I checked.
You're true on that. And yesterday came out during our show was that Nebraska has two more football games set. I think they're going to have all the time set, which will be a little weird. Usually it's a week-to-week thing, but the Minnesota game, October 22nd on the road, is at 2:30. They decided to set the times for all the homecoming games that hadn't been set. That's Minnesota's homecoming. Good call there, but I don't think it really matters who they play on homecoming. They'll be the underdog. 2:30 kickoff, October 22nd. And the Nebraska-Iowa game the day after Thanksgiving, 11 in the morning. They're both on ABC. I understand it'll be a nationally telecast game on ABC. Why 11 in the morning? Just why 11 in the morning at that time of the year on that day? You've got such a wide-open weekend. You can't tell me. I mean, we'll be the first game of the college football weekend. You'll have the Thanksgiving night game with Texas and Texas A&M, but why? Why?
We hate 11 o'clock go times. You do get some exposure. I don't know if that helps your recruiting deal. It's tough to get recruits to Lincoln by 11 o'clock in the morning. Obviously, they should be done playing their season unless you're maybe in Texas. But that's the way it is, I guess.
Steve Sippel and Brian Rosenthal have been keeping busy at the Lincoln Journal-Star. They did talk to Bubba Starling, who says he's preparing to be in Lincoln. The quote is, I'm coming up there July 10th. Starling hadn't yet decided which summer session he'd enroll. The first session beginning June 6th, the second session beginning July 11th. So he's coming up for the second session of summer classes. And the Major League Baseball draft is June the 6th. He will be called on the first day of that. So we'll see how that goes. Also, Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini said that Jared Crick and Cameron Meredith cleared for the start of summer conditioning on June the 6th. Meredith missed all of spring practice. Crick missed most of it. Jace Dean is the only player who won't be participating in the offseason program because of injury. And corner Charles Jackson and Daniel Davey out of Beatrice have some academic issues pending, according to the coach, before they can officially join the team.
Jason Dean, Bridgeport, I believe.
Yes. And Braylon Hurd, academically eligible, cleared, part of the summer conditioning program.
That's great news.
Okay, but then you read all the rest of this, and then here's the last side note, as if they had to put in these other stats. Quarterback Taylor Martinez, a 12-game starter last year, really, has been working out in California. To which Coach Pelini said, quote, that's not unusual. Guys do that all the time this time of year, end quote. Who's he working out with?
Who knows?
How's he building his leadership skills? How's he learning the offense a little bit better?
I hope
there's a reason behind that, but that is weird to me.
There's more motivational speakers on the West Coast. He's listening to them, developing leadership.
See, Taylor would live in a van down by the river. I can see him doing that. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting you ready for the weekend. And if you are looking to meet up with all the friends that are going to be coming into town, or just take the family, your brother's coming in, your sister's coming in, you want to kick back, have a few refreshments, and watch all the sports that are out there, golf, French Open, NBA, NHL playoffs, and all of Major League Baseball, then Cunningham's Journal in the Loft is the place to be. Finally, I'm guessing the Courtyard is going to be partying it up this weekend. You can enjoy happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the Big Ass Beer Special for only $2.50, along with All Wells for $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and microbrews, or grab a bite to eat off Cunningham's new food menu. And they've got you covered with the Courtyard, now open, whether it's a casual get-together with friends or just a great night out on the town. Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, and the Courtyard, the place to be, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Every day, the Y works to address the most pressing needs in the community it serves by making sure that everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, has the opportunity to learn, grow, and to thrive. Hi, this is Mark Bailey, volunteer and supporter of the Kearney YMCA. Please join me in strengthening our community by donating to the Building Strong Families campaign. With your support, more kids and families can reconnect and grow together, and more people can have access to education and training to reach their full potential. The Y depends on financial gifts to do its vital work. Please give your support today. Call the YMCA at 237-9622, 237-9622, or log on to KearneyYMCA.org, KearneyYMCA.org. Please join me in strengthening our community by donating to the Building Strong Families campaign.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 11th through the 14th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2011 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with a high temperature around 70. Southeast winds also develop and increase to 10 to 20 during the afternoon. Tonight, a chance for showers or a few storms builds in with a low at 51. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Right now, 57.
We're back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the Doug and Daddy Show, and time for a little Midway car talk because Ryan is in to inform us on what's going on with even the minor changes in the industry. Folks are trying to save money. They may want to try and get a different vehicle. And Ryan, that's right up your alley, whether it's brand new or pre-owned certified. And anytime you're getting a new vehicle, you probably have one you want to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. 80% of the customers that come through the door do have trade-ins. We've made it really, really simple now. With the hassle-free pricing, everybody knows our price clear up front before they even ever test drive it. Heck, before they ever come to the dealership, then go to our website and take a look at the price. The nice thing is, the side benefit, your trade, when you come to trade in your car at Midway, we're going to show you real money what the car's worth. Okay, no inflated prices so we can inflate the trade values. It comes down to what is a car worth, real money, whether you buy from us or not, we'll write you a check for the car.
That sounds great. You want to give every customer exactly the value so that they know what's going on. It makes it really simple. You walk in, you see the vehicle price, you're going to tell them what the trade value is worth, and it makes the whole experience a lot more pleasurable, and you bring a lot of things to the table with that after you make that purchase.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the funny thing is a vehicle is worth nearly the same to every dealer, you know, around. It's just a matter of how much they show you for the car. We want to be sure to get everybody all the accurate information they need so they can make an informed decision. So when they're at home talking about what car they're going to buy, they know exactly the real dollar amount that their trade is worth.
Folks, check it out today. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Whether you're in for a brand new vehicle, whether you're in for a pre-owned certified vehicle, they are there for you. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
That airplane in the night sky like shooting stars.
I think it's all ready to go.
They're not doing that estimate deal again for you, are they?
No, this was basic. I'm sure they'll tell me more than I wanted to know, which is scary for me. Because that's what they do. They take care of you at Midway. Authorities say a 27-year-old man has died after he fell while sliding down a stair railing at the Rocky Stadium. The Denver coroner's office identified the man as Robert Siemens of Pueblo. Police spokesman Sonny Jackson says the man fell about 20 feet onto concrete. Imagine that. Huh. I wonder. Oh, witnesses told police the man was trying to slide down the staircase railing, lost his balance, and fell, striking his head. The Rockies released a statement saying, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the young man and his family." Probably sue somebody over that, too, won't they? Here's an interesting note for you, Tony. Could Wayne State be joining the MIAA? MIAA Commissioner Bob Borrichter, of course, used to be at Hastings College, was in Wayne Monday to speak with Wayne State Interim President Kurt Fry. Of course, UNO announced a couple of months ago that it was leaving the MIAA for the Summit League. Wayne State and Rockhurst, Missouri, seem to be the top two candidates for a potential replacement for UNO. And, of course, UNK goes into that after the next sports season.
I thought there was a deadline that locked people up, June 1st or June 15th. This deal would have to happen very, very quickly. I think there's the time frame doesn't allow it.
It says, according to the Wayne Herald, while a move would not happen in the coming school year, Wayne State, as a member of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, would still be a part of Division II Central Region if it did move to the MIAA. There's going to be changes in the conference in the structure, so it's not a big deal, from what I'm reading, which conference Wayne State's going to be in, because they're going to be in the same regions. And we know the Northern Sun is tough in some of the conference sports and some of the sports in their conference. So
I think it'd be great, obviously, a natural rivalry for.
It'd be better for UNK.
Right.
I mean, Rockhurst is just another 5-hour trip.
Yeah.
And although Wayne is three, at least it's in the state of Nebraska. So there you go. A lot of people have been weighing in on Mike Brown as the new head coach of the L.A. Lakers. We have, I believe, as many L.A. Laker fans in the listening area as of any team. What do you think? The poor guy is going, no matter what he does, it's not going to be good enough, or it's not going to be right, or he's going to be viewed as a puppet of Kobe. It's just
he's following that guy as well. And now they're saying, you know, Kobe, that wasn't Kobe's decision, and it wasn't Kobe's guy. Well, you know, I didn't agree when the boss hired Grant, but he didn't ask me. He didn't ask me.
Well,
so
to make him cry.
You know what? So I just don't understand. Well, Kobe's not happy. You know what? Last time I checked, Kobe's getting a check from the Lakers, so let the Lakers pick their own coach.
Grant, come down off the ledge. It's okay. It's all right.
What's he doing over there?
Well, I think he's loading the gun.
Probably.
I think that's what he's doing. There was an interesting talk on Mike and Mike this morning.
What's he doing? Is he telling me I'm number one?
Over-unders. What do you? How many championships does this group of Miami Heat players, this big three, how many championships are they going to win? That was one of the questions.
Gosh, it was the over-under. Did they put a number?
Tim Legler was co-host of the show, and he said, and then Greeny
three.
Said over. He said two. Greeny said he'd take over before under. How many NBA championships will Mike Brown win as the head coach of the L.A. Lakers?
God, well, you got to think they're real close. If everybody's healthy, I would think two as well.
Zero is my guess. Zero. It's over in L.A. It is over in L.A. I'm watching these great young teams starting to mature and starting to build their teams, and Kobe can't carry him by himself, and if him and Powell aren't on the same page anymore, you got to kind of be on the same page with the number two guy on your team. You can't just trade him away and expect to get somebody better. I don't think the Lakers are in that position. Zero. Zero. I think the guess on the show today was maybe one. Zero.
Lakers
can't be winning them if the Heat are winning them.
No, very, very true. But all I go back to that talk, if Dwight Howard and makes another superstar connection with Kobe, be an awful, powerful force,
and if that happens,
then all of a sudden, then you're talking about one of those dynasty deals.
That would be huge and would also change the look of this team and make you think, get to make another prediction. But I would still say zero
okay.
for the Lakers, but we'll find out. Folks, if you want to have a... I was thinking old Red Vernault down there at Misco's. Got the Bison basketball hoop out. It's like watching Dan Patrick during breaks. He's back there taking some shots, trying to get his game better. Well, if you want to get your game better, they've got three different styles of Bison basketball units right now at Misco Sports. Check them out. You've got that extra day this weekend. You've got extra time out there. Get in over the next couple of days. They will be closed Memorial Day, but get in, pick up what you need, get it set up, and then that way it's full of fun this weekend. And if you're just needing footballs, volleyballs, baseballs, any gear, any sport that is going on, they're going to take care of you. And, of course, they love the baseball and softball seasons. They have all the hats, the uniforms they can order for you and get you ready for travel team. Or if your team just hasn't started yet, it's time to do it. They've got the bats, the gloves, the cleats, all the equipment at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
You're out, headed to the Ord Open tomorrow, Douglas. Best of luck to you and best of luck to all the competitors in the Ord Open.
Thank you.
We got to reverse the scores this year. We've had 2 years in a row. We've failed to do that.
And I haven't quite figured that out because I usually feel better on Sunday than I do on Saturday. And I don't.
You don't feel great either day, though. Really.
Oh, how can you not feel great in God's country? Ord Open this weekend. Don't forget to get onto our website. You can always hear the Doug and Daddy Show on the podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal Milwaukee. And you can vote on our poll question, who will win the NBA championship? And don't forget, send us in your emails. We'd like to thank Kent Freudenberg of Awari Dunes for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, special guest host Greg Shea from the Tri-City Storm. We'll also talk with Mike Ledesky about the Thunder in the Valley Car Show in Lexington and the Huskers' Cash Kilkowski. Have a great Memorial weekend. I'll see you Tuesday. Daddy, enjoy your weekend, big fella.
Hey, we'll see you all tomorrow once again back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old one.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.